JavaScript execution. There's client-side execution and server-side. Client-side is most common, and it's used to enhance the UI, for example, form validation, dynamic content updates, UI enhancements. On the server side, it uses platforms and frameworks such as Node.js, which are used for tasks such as handling HTTP requests, database operations. Variables. They're dynamically typed and can change the data type at runtime. There's different scopes for the variable. A var is at the function scope. The let and const have block scope, which is local to the curly braces. Syntax. Semicolon is optional at the end of a completed line. A semicolon is assumed. Incomplete lines will assume it continues on the next line. Class. Starts with the class keyword and the name of the class, and no parameters are defined for a class. So the class name is followed by the curly braces. Inside the curly braces contained are methods and properties. Object properties can use the dot notation or the bracket notation. Functions. Functions are hoisted to the top of scope, and there's no return data type declared. A function expression is a no-name function assigned to a variable, which is not hoisted because there's no name. The arrow function is similar to the function expression, but does not have its own this. An iffy function, an immediately invoked function expression, which is a standard function wrapped by parentheses, and at the end, another pair of parentheses. Arrays. They must be accessed through an index, not through a name. String interpolation. It uses replacement parameters. For instance, the string my name is $, curly brace, and the value of a variable inside the curly brace. We'll substitute the value of that variable inside the string. Performance. Keep the number of elements inside the HTML DOM small. Statements or assignments should be placed outside the loop to make the loop run faster. If a DOM element is accessed several times, try assigning it to a variable and use the variable instead of going through the DOM. Let versus var. Let is block scope, var is global. For each versus map. For each acts on every item directly, affecting the original array, whereas map returns a new collection and does not affect the original array. Equals, double equals, and triple equals. A single equal is an assignment. A double equal is to check equivalent values. A third equal is to check equivalent values and ensure it's the same data type. The double asterisk math operator is used to go to the power of. So 2 asterisk asterisk 4 equals 16. Events. All system and user actions are notifications. Uses single quotes. Can either use single or double quotes. Backticks. They're used as temporary literals, allowing for string interpolation. Debugging. You need to use the dev tools in the browser. You can also add the debugger statement in the JavaScript code. Creating an element. Document. Create element. Primary being the element. Creating a child. You can use the append child, prepend, or inner text methods. Getting elements. You can use the document get element by ID, document get element by class name, or the new document query selector, or document query selector all. You can also use the ID or the class name in the query selector. Prototype. It's similar to a base class, essentially a fallback object from which the current object can inherit properties and methods.